This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. You know, sometimes I look at things and I say to myself, it's sort of fortuitous that certain things happen, because Friday night I got angry. And I got so angry I couldn't do the show. And it's probably better that I didn't do the show, because I've had a little bit of time to think about things. Now, Second Call Defense was a sponsor of mine for 2 years. They were the title sponsor. This was the Second Call Defense radio studio for a year. Before Second Call Defense, I had been involved with Texas Law Shield and USCCA. And with my involvement with Second Call Defense, I thought I had found the best of this genre, this niche of business, this self-defense legal services protection for gun carriers. I still believe that. I still believe their plan is the best plan. But the NRA decided to get into the self-defense insurance legal services, whatever you want to call the business, the niche program. And they decided to suck in Second Call Defense. Now, here's what you have to understand about how this was doable and why this couldn't be done to USCCA or anything else. All of you that are members have gotten, you have gotten cancellation letters from something called Locked In Affinity. Locked In Affinity is actually the writer of the insurance, the carrier of the insurance. They're not the administrators of the Second Call Defense program. They're the ones actually with the money paying the bills. Okay? That got taken by the NRA from Second Call Defense, and it became absorbed into NRA CarryGuard. Now, NRA CarryGuard is nothing like Second Call Defense's program. Their program is, it's more of a, they say you don't have to pay your lawyer up front, and I'm sure that you can find plenty of lawyers that represent you in a murder trial on contingency, sure. Second Call Defense, on the other hand, their plan starts paying you the minute it happens. Now, what's going on right now is that when Locked In Affinity separated from Second Call Defense, and some of this stuff, now we're getting into the realm of presumption, but I've been looking at this for a few months. I'm thinking that the program that you had before is one where it doesn't exist anymore, because Locked In Affinity and Second Call Defense are separated now. So now all of you have to make a decision. Now, I will tell you this about Second Call Defense. If Second Call Defense converts enough members to stay with Second Call Defense, Second Call Defense stays in business. They stay as a viable entity. They still have the best plan out there, the best program. I wish there had been a Second Call Defense December 20th, 1976. You just can't imagine. Now, right now, there's not the communications you're getting from Second Call Defense probably isn't the best. And I don't know how much of that is because of not being able to see the public relations optic for what it is, or maybe they're being legally enjoined by NRA and NRA carry guard. I don't know. But I do know they'll still be there. I was going to make a recommendation for some other company, and from what I understand is that Second Call Defense staying really becomes a matter of the members. If enough members stay with Second Call Defense, then Second Call Defense stays. Now, there is going to be a prolonged period, and this has been going on for 7 months. You know, this all began in January, then it all came to a head at the NRA meetup when Second Call Defense and USCCA and some other companies were disinvited from the NRA meetup. And all I'm going to tell you is this. Despite the complete lack of communications acumen that you may be experiencing right now from Second Call Defense, despite the complete lack of... I don't know how much is a lack of transparency and how much is enforced. There's a lot of things out there that I can't prove that if I say them, then if I'm right, then a lot of people are going to be looking around, who told him? And if I'm wrong, everybody's going to be saying he's an idiot. So I'm not going to say them. But I have these feelings about certain things. And one feeling that I have is that there's basically, I just get this impression that the NRA is going to attempt to run out the clock on Second Call Defense. And in the hopes of you being confused enough about what's going on to sit back and say, well, I don't want to be with carry guard. I'll just go look for somebody else. And then you leave both of them. No, you haven't missed a drama. I'm talking about it now. So, if you're a member of Second Call Defense today, then I say you pay attention to what's going on. If you want to stay a member, stay a member. It's going to be cheaper. It's going to be $5 cheaper a month for the program I had. And sit there and watch and wait and see. Like anything else, you're going to have to be a little bit involved in this. And if things go right, then Second Call Defense will be sitting there in 2018. And you'll get the same coverage you had for $5 cheaper a month. And I think the spouse plan went down as well. But see, without, you know, I put something out and I said, come on the show and tell us about it. And I think I made him mad. And if I made him mad, well, you know, I'm sorry I made you mad. But you know what? When I'm out here trying to sell something on your behalf, then I'm going to look around and make sure that everything's okay. And I found out that there is a path to salvation for them if it happens a certain way. And I'll be honest with you, I hope it happens a certain way. And if certain members, certain parties out there are angry at me, put your big boy pants on. This is the real world. Of course, I'm concerned. I helped sell parts of Second Call Defense. I have no idea how many of you signed up for Second Call Defense, whether it was 5 or 500, I don't care. The listeners were here prior to Second Call Defense. The listeners are here now after Second Call Defense. And if they want to maintain Second Call Defense, then I think you should. I think you should do that. Because if enough people maintain Second Call Defense, Second Call Defense survives. And it's still, as of this moment, there is no better plan out there for you if you have to call a lawyer for self-defense. But, like I said, sometimes I sit back and I say, well, hey, sometimes it's almost like it's divine because I was ready to go scorched earth. Now, not so much scorched earth, but, you know, this is the time for us all to adult up. If you're a member of Second Call Defense, my recommendation is to you to continue to be a member, gather some information, pay attention to what's going on. If things go right, this will just be a speed bump in the road. And that is that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Lock and Load. Now this saga that Second Call Defense finds himself going through. This is also this is an indicator of some things going on within the NRA. Now, the NRA, when the NRA came out with Carryguard, very likely they would have done very well with it without doing any of this. Although they probably wouldn't have done as well monetarily as they have with what they're doing. And it is essentially a cash grab. Let me set the stage for you. Let's say Second Call Defense has 10,000 members paying $20 a month. Do the math. That's what they're trying to get a hold of. Okay? That's horrible to consider. The other thing that is horrible to consider is the fact of how badly we need a strong, viable NRA. That's the part that bugs me the most, that we need for them to be strong and successful, and this nonsense that is going on right now is sort of taking away from things. Now, and it's amazing the life that it's taking on for itself. There's plenty of people that are looking for all kinds of reasons to dislike the NRA. There's plenty of them. All these unforced errors, I call what they're doing with Second Call Defense an unforced error. The disinvitations, those were unforced errors. They could have done what they had going on. They were everywhere. If you didn't go to the NRA meetup every time, I mean, when I went in the restroom and I looked up above the stall, there was Dana Lash looking down at me. Join NRA Carry Guard. So they were getting the word out. And that's the hardest thing to do. That's why USCCA and, Second Call Defense and any of these other organizations out there, that's why they advertise to get the word out. Well, the NRA has a 5 million possible, they've got 5 million members. That's the possible part of it where they could have clients. That's a pretty good base to start with. And, I just didn't understand that. The ripple effect, the unintended consequence that's happening right now, there's lots of people very angry with the NRA. Just the other day, the Gun Collective had what they referred to as a round table. And in the round table, there were some people there that wanted to try to change the system from within. And there were some people that wanted to just, completely leave the NRA. And they were looking at other organizations out there. Now, I have a history with Gun Owners of America. Gun Owners of America is very effective in certain things. And most effective at all in what they call the email blast, which is a focused intensity on certain key political players, certain legislators, senators, representatives, and it works. It gets results. But they're not big. Their operation budget is 1/100th that of the NRA. Their membership is 1/50th. Of the NRAs. So, while they are stalwart, and if you've listened to Larry Pratt since 1981 to now, he sounds the same way today as he did then. Despite that, the NRA is good, and I'm glad they're there, but they are not the NRA. Likewise, Second Amendment Foundation, which the Second Amendment Foundation is, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, JPF, Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership or something like that, whatever it is. A whole bunch of things that have been absorbed into one big entity. And I don't know how big that membership is, but once again, it's not as big as the NRA. And they have a Gottlieb's speciality is to get in there and press lawsuits where Second Amendment's been infringed and get that overturned. And he's got quite the gunfighter named Alan Gura that goes in there. He was the one that has argued Heller, McDonald, all this other stuff. So, not really the lobbying animal, so that they don't even apply. After that, you get into the, you know, I don't want to make anybody. I look at the National Association of Gun Rights, and I have very, very specific thoughts about them. I don't know how big they are. I don't know how big they claim to be. I don't consider them to be that much of a factor. Okay. And then you have your state organizations, and that's it. So the NRA, with its 5 million members, which is the biggest organization out there, is still, if you're looking at, if we say 100 million gun owners today, just for rounded math, only one gun owner in 20 is a member of the NRA. So they're not quite the behemoth everybody makes them out to be. But here's the thing. We are going to have to unite at some point. One thing that I despise about the conservative the conservative mindset is that so many of us are alpha males that none of us can understand that sometimes we have to be a part of the team, not the group, not the collective, the team. I think in the terms of the military. So being a member of the team is my preferred way to go. And, you know, we need a few Indians. We need a few Indians. We got enough chiefs. We don't need all these chiefs. We need a few Indians. So at some point we're going to have to unite, because if we stand divided, we will lose. We will go down. Maybe not in my lifetime, but I mean, after I did what I just talked about with Bill Ayers. See what I'm saying? So, I mean, do I want to have done this for as long as I do it, and however long you've done it, and all the things you've tried to do, and everybody's tried to do, and then we die, and then it's over? Is that the way we want it to be? It's not the way I want it to be. I've already, you know, I got plans for this show. I mean, when I can't do this show anymore, I've got two possible replacements waiting in the wings for you. And I think one might actually do it. So, we have to look at these problems as what they are, and then we have to look at them as something we have to solve. That's the thing I loved about the military. I would get some soldiers that were just impossible to deal with. And I would tell my first sergeant, it's impossible for me to deal with them. And he'd say, oh, I'm sorry, Sergeant Friday. Here, let me get you busted and take your stripes away, because you're in charge. You don't get to not be in charge just because they're impossible. You go do it. That's where we are. That's where we are. So we got to shore up. We got to do this like we mean it. We got to get serious. We're going to have to coalesce. We're going to have to get cohesive, and we're going to have to get together. Enjoy the arguing while you can, because we're going to have to put it aside soon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range, with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Trying to do a better show with drugs. They would just kick in. Nothing like having the busy throat. This past Wednesday, Senator Dianne Fine Frankenstein introduced S-2095, which she is calling the Assault Weapons Ban of 2017. This little ditty is a 125-page firearm prohibition fever dream and is perhaps the most far-reaching gun ban ever introduced in Congress. Subject to an exception for grandfathered firearms, the bill would prohibit AR-15s and dozens of other semi-automatic rifles by name, as well as their variants or altered facsimiles, and any semi-automatic rifle that could accept a detachable magazine and be equipped with a pistol grip, or adjustable or detachable stock, or a barrel shroud. I really don't. Does anybody know, do you gun grabbers understand that the barrel shroud just keeps us from burning our hands? It doesn't make the gun any more lethal. Just means we can't fry bacon. Well, we can, but we don't want to. But that's just a partial list. Pistol grip could be defined as a grip, a thumb hole, stock, or any other characteristic that can function as a grip, meaning the ban could implicate even traditional stocks or grips specifically designed to comply with existing state assault weapon laws. Needless to say, semi-automatic shotguns and handguns would get similar treatment. Also banned would be any magazine with a capacity greater than 10 rounds, or even any magazine that could be readily restored, changed, or converted to accept more than 10 rounds. We have learned, haven't we, Dianne Fine? And chaos got his box. Good. All right. Now, while Fine Frankenstein's bill does graciously allow those who lawfully owned the newly banned guns at the time of the law's enactment to keep them, She also intends to impose strict storage requirements anytime the firearm was not actually in your hands or within arm's reach. Violations would be punishable, of course, by imprisonment. Owners of grandfathered assault weapons could also go to prison for allowing someone else to borrow or buy the gun unless the transfer was processed through a licensed firearms dealer. So we also get universal background checks out of this one, which would, of course, would require a registry to go along with it, right? 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 So, the dealer would be required to document the transaction and run a background check on the recipient. Should lawful owners of the newly banned firearms and magazines decide that the legal hazards of keeping them are too much, the bill would authorize the use of taxpayer dollars in the form of federal grants to establish programs to provide, quote, compensation, end quote, for their surrender to the government. This is nothing more than a rehash of her failed experiment in banning assault weapons and magazines over 10 rounds, except this time she would like to go even further to restrict you and your access that, you know. So the congressionally mandated study of the federal assault weapon ban of 1994 to 2004, or as I like to say, 2004, found that the ban had little, if any, impact on crime, in part because the banned guns were never used in more than most modest fashion. According to Fine Frankenstein, it's because it was just beginning. It was just beginning to bear fruit. As, you know, I look at Congress and I say to myself, you guys have no courage, except this time when they had the sunset provision in this. Well, I don't know. They didn't repeal it, but they didn't renew it either. Now, coming from the Washington Post, okay, with regards to the Sutherland Springs Baptist Church shooting, you know, this was a gruesome milestone for any of us to swallow. But the anti-guns mainstream media is focusing on the first part of that horrific equation and trying their best to ignore the latter. The first part was that he used a Ruger AR-15 they call the AR-556. That's it. Has nothing to do with the slime this guy was. Simple logic tells us that if there had been armed members at the Southern Springs Church, they could have stopped or at least limited the rampage, which is why churches and synagogues and temples around the country are reevaluating their security arrangements, and finally adding defensive firearms to the mix. So, for the anti-gun rights mainstream media, they're scrambling to find writers who can make a case against any kind of case, against armed worshippers. So, as one of the leading lights of the civilian disarmament industrial complex, look to the Washington Post, they felt compelled to turn to an opinion writer named Colbert I. King to explain why houses of worship should be gun-free zones. His little polemic acknowledges the role of the armed neighbor who returned fire before first responders got to the scene, but asks, as we contemplate God in our spiritual journey, must we now pray for the capacity to shoot back? Yeah. Why not? So set aside the moment of the risk of armed church members confusing congregants they don't recognize as an assailant, or the danger of friendly fire or protectors who accidentally mishandle their lethal weapons. Consider what we're giving into. Some may call it reality, but how about resignation? This is, you know, from what's this guy's name again? Mr. Colbert King, yes. To think, gunning up and hunkering down in the house of God. I get it, Colbert. Reality sucks. I get it. You don't like it. Reciting yourself to reality can be a very painful process. You have to abandon all those preconceptions and prejudices that obscure your ability to see things the way they are versus the way you thought they would be. The red pill is a bitter pill for you to swallow, but there it is. And Mr. King only makes a head faint in that particular direction. He says, gun violence is our problem, and we hold up in our sanctuary seem to be losing heart as we resort to building arsenals in our churches and homes. We know better. To return peace to our houses of worship and communities, we need to start by fixing our gun laws. We need to restrict access to those deadly weapons, keeping them out of the wrong hands, domestic violence offenders, people with histories of violent behavior, and the like. We can't set ourselves apart hunkering down behind church walls. We need to keep faith that things can be made better. There are ways, legislatively, medically, communally, to prevent the violence that takes a toll on our lives, done in the spirit of loving our neighbors as ourselves. And if we can't do that, and if we don't want to try that, really, what's the point? What's the point of that, huh, there, Colbert? First of all, if I had a guy named Colbert lecturing me and wagging his finger at me, I'd just be doubled up on the floor laughing. Here's the point. Tooling up before you take a knee to the deity, is there something intrinsically wrong with that as far as you're concerned? Being able to repel, is there something wrong with that? If that's the question, self-preservation and the preservation of innocent life is the answer. The difference between me and you, Colbert, is if I were in these Charleston Emmanuel AME church and all of those black parishioners were there praying, all I would see were humans praying. And when Dylann Roof came in, I wouldn't see a Caucasian like me. I'd see its silhouette. And I would stop him. The same as this Devin Kelly cat. Just like Mr. Wolford did. He got out there as fast as he could. I mean, we're not going to be instantaneous because we can't be instantaneous. We have to, you know, it's all reactive. But I'm going to tell you what. Getting out there and saying, well, do we want to do this in church? You can't afford not to. It is a target zone. It is a ripe, soft target. And you had better get your stuff together. You better get your stuff wired tight. And you better hope that I'm in a church that you're in if something like that ever happens. Because despite all of your stupidity and your misgivings and everything else, I'll save you. Or somebody like me will. Because we, the gun carriers of the United States, we actually love our fellow man. Unless he's shooting at us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. I saw a New York Times op-ed that had me confused. See, when I was a child, and I was a child when we were, when the country was trying to force integrate schools. So when I was a child, you know, I went to school with all kinds of kids, black, white, plaid, Asian, Hispanic. I went to school with them. I never asked myself the question, can I be friends with you if you're black or Asian or Hispanic or any of the other things? Well, the writer, a law professor at Yeshiva University, his name is Eko N. Yanka, he wrote the question, can my children be friends with white people? That's a, quite a bizarre question. And then his answer gets even more bizarre. He answers it with a no, but he does have some exceptions. He writes, history has provided little reason for people of color to trust white people in this way of genuine friendship, and these recent months have put in the starkest relief the contempt with which the country measures the value of racial minorities. Maybe, sir, and I can't tell, is he, okay, he's a professor. Maybe, professor, it's because when with the people that I know, like my friend Darren Sullivan, okay, my brother from another mother, he just happened to be a black guy who sat and came and saw me at the hospital when I was in the hospital, who sat there and would come in there. He worked in the hospital, but I mean, he would come and spend his off time with me when he wasn't working. He spent his off time with me. Maybe that guy, I look at that guy as just a guy. I don't get out there and say he's a person of color. He's my friend. He's my friend. Now, according to Yanka, Examples of white contempt for racial minorities in recent months include concerns over the opioid epidemic, worries over rising unemployment among working-class whites, and criticism of NFL players kneeling for the anthem. Apparently, those issues receive far more attention than the woes of African Americans, as he says, thus revealing the secret disdains whites have for non-whites. So with that conclusion assumed, he declares the lesson he will teach his kids. You know, Eco, we just had a holiday called Veterans Day where a whole bunch of people better than you put on a uniform and went somewhere and did things you didn't want to do in places you didn't want to go. And that enables you. That enables you, Eco, Echo, whatever you want to call your name. You want me to just call you Yanka? Whatever. That enables you to talk this dribble. I would sit there and defend your right to talk this dribble. However, when the NFL players take a knee during the national anthem, I'm going to take issue with that. I'm going to take issue with that because the national anthem is celebrating what we are, celebrating what we have done to get to where we are. It's celebrating the fact that we are so, so free that a bunch of idiots can protest. You know, that you can have the resistance without having anything to resist. But let us talk about the lesson that Professor Yanka wants to teach his kids. As against our gauzy national hopes, I will teach my boys to have profound doubts that friendship with white people is possible. When they ask, I will teach my sons that they are beautiful. Their beautiful hue is a fault line. Spare me platitudes of how we are all the same on the inside. I first have to keep my boys safe, so I will teach them, before the world shows them, this particular brand of rending, violent, often fatal betrayal. Okay. And throughout this, he bases this pessimistic attitude not on personal experience. He says his childhood hometown was remarkably free of racial tension, but on Donald Trump being president and the violence in Charlottesville. Now, hang on a minute, Eco. What do you mean you didn't experience any of this? I don't know how old you are, but if you got young children, you're probably about 10 years younger than me. I was bused into a black town 35 miles away from where I lived. Everybody told us how we were all going to get murder, death, killed. And I had a blast at that school. A blast. If the whole thing was to create a divisive dynamic, guess what? That one failed. I had a blast at that school. I have had a blast in the military. I have a blast with people. I just like people. It's you idiots that get out there and want to get out there and say, well, you know, I'm basing what I'm saying not on anything that ever happened to me personally, but just on the fact that, you know, Donald Trump's the president. You know what? It wasn't because he was white, and it wasn't because he was racist. Because he is white, he's not racist. When you got people like Mike Tyson, Kanye West, Jim Brown, I can't remember the other gentleman's name. When you got those guys visiting him and saying he's the way to go, these are guys that have been in the civil rights, they've been in it the real way. Not the way you did it. Not the way you're doing it. So a large number of white people voting for Trump is the final push in giving in up on Caucasians. He said, of course, the rise of this president has broken bonds on all sides. But for people of color, the stakes are different. Imagining how we can now be friends across this political line is asking us to ignore our safety and that of our children, to abandon personal regard and self-worth. Only white people can cordon off Mr. Trump's political meaning. Ignore the unpleasantness from a position of safety. His election and the year that has followed have fixed this awful thought in my mind too familiar to black Americans. You can't trust these people. He also attacks liberals who don't protest enough or dare to criticize the excesses of racial activism as marked off from friendship. Now, here's what I'm going to say to you, Echo. You're a fool. You are a fool. If you were around me, I would protect you and your boys. Only because you obviously are a non-combatant. You're, you. I mean, not to... even the non-combatants in the military would man up if they had to, and they wouldn't get out there and give a bunch of pitiful excuses. Okay? What position of safety, what has Trump led against you? And don't get out there and tell me being against black people. What has he done against black people? What has he done against black people? Your guy Obama, he sits back and just watches you guys die wholesale and politicizes it. It's, you guys are like welcome mats to his feet. When you're bleeding, he wipes his feet in it to push an agenda. He's bringing in, he wanted to bring in all the Hispanics and everybody else he could find to bring in here to take all these jobs. And who do you think was going to get hit the most? And who do you think has brought unemployment among black American, not African American, black American men down the most? Well, it would be Donald Trump. It's half what it was with Obama. You're getting opportunity. The people who need the opportunity, not you, sir, not you because you're a professor, you're an educated man, you didn't have any racial strife with you or growing up, you just manufactured some because it fits something going on with you. I don't know why. The ones that need it, though, he's making some. He's making some of it. And in doing that, he's going to save them. So you can sit back. You know, I never told my children they couldn't be friends with somebody because of the way they looked. And to this day, you know, their friends still come over here, and some of them are Asian, some of them are black or whatever. And we sit there, and some of them are in the military, so I get to talk to these young cats that have been in the military and see if there's, you know, if it's the same way it was back in the 80s and everything else, which is sort of cool. And America is a great place to be, you fool. It is a great place to live. So, I don't, you know, he says it's not okay to be white. I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to do about that, sir, but I'm not going to do anything to change it. But if you need any help, let me know. I will do it. I will help you. Hour number 3 is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.